Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes, I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him.
Do you listen to other radio programs and then say,
where's the beef?
Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio,
the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. We come against you from the third heaven. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God, and you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind every foul and wicked spirit that would bind body, mind, soul, any area of their life to keep it from being effective for the Lord. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we loose on these people the spirits of power, love, sound mind. We loose the spirits of wisdom, revelation. We loose the spirits of courage. We loose the spirits of power over the enemy. And we loose all the spirits of God to do their office work in and through these people as they go forth. Moreover, we loose the spirit of Elijah to break the power of Jezebel on our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to loose the spirit of humility, the spirit of servanthood on everyone here. Let everyone be desirous of taking the place of a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.
Amen, and welcome to the Omega Man Radio Network. Tonight is the School of International Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. That's a long name, isn't it? With Dr. Pat Holliday. So excited to be back with Dr. Pat again tonight. And if you missed last night's program, it is available in the archives. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. is the School of Deliverance. Great teachings on spiritual warfare. And then we open up the lines for prayer. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to do intercessory warfare prayer. We'll be opening up the lines in the second hour if you need prayer. The number is the same as always, 917-889-2745. And we were on WWCR today. Praise God for that. We air every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and then we were on the American Voice Radio Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So God is really opening some doors, and we're hoping to see more doors open. Next goal is to get on World Harvest Network, which is another shortwave station that goes across the USA. And, of course, we're doing the nightly blog talk radio show here, Monday through Sunday. Well, with that, let me get Dr. Pat on. Stand by. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I've had a busy day.
Well, praise God. I know Sundays are busy for you. You do these shows Saturday night, and you get up and preach on Sunday.
Yeah, I do. And then I come here on Sunday night, so the Lord's got me busier than ever before.
As I used to say, you're busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord.
You know, the Lord knows what he's doing, and he has produced this Sunday night show for such, I believe, a time as this.
Yes.
We as believers have to see the importance of our being, and why did God leave you here? You know, whenever you get saved, it opens up the gateway to eternal life for you. And it also does a very important thing. It connects you instantly into the Spirit of the living God. Now, a lot of Christians don't develop that personal, unique relationship with the Lord so that they can grow in daily confidence in his abilities and who he is. And to know him from the power of his word. This is what Paul prayed for when in Ephesians chapter 1, when he prayed for the Ephesian church. He asked the Lord to bless this church. And see, one of the problems that I believe that we have in America is that Wednesday prayer night was given up all over the country. And when that happened, it was replaced with Wednesday night dinners and things like that. And the spiritual aspect of any ministry, it can only be as strong and powerful as the people that are connected to it and their commitment to the Lord. So Paul understood that as he went about preaching the word of God and establishing churches, he had to establish the people in the church to have the wisdom and the knowledge of why God left him here. You know, when you get saved, God could have just instantly taken you out and you'd be living forever and ever. And you would never have had the mix that you've suffered. So why did he leave you here? That's the question. He left us here for the same reasons that he left his disciples whenever he ascended into heaven. He left us here for the same reason as he left Peter when he said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And so God left a church on the earth for the purpose of spreading throughout the world with the news that he has, that he is the Redeemer, Savior, and that they can get free from demonic forces and live with him. And so whenever you become born again, immediately your eternal life starts. But he left us here because you're not the only person that he wanted to be saved. He left a church here. And I was telling my congregation this morning, if we don't love the church and if we don't care for each other enough to come out on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights and intercede, not only for our church, but for the city, God is not going to have an interest in it either. I think that scripture that says, I look for a man to stand in the gap, shows us that God works in agreement with people. And when he sees the wrongdoings going on, he's looking for people to stand in the gap and to stand and cry out to his throne so that he can change things. And he can change things. And we've seen that on this Sunday night intercessory group. So when Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus, one of the first things he prayed for in verse 15, he prayed for saving faith. And all of us, every one of us, have members in our families that are not saved. Some of us have backslidden members in our families that no longer serve Jesus, and the devil seems to have his clutches on them. And sometimes when you look at their lifestyles, you weep and you think it's a hopeless cause. But what you have to see is you remember where God reached down and found you. You remember all of those things that you did before you turned and gave your life to him. And God knows if God could get me, he can get anyone. And many of you are in that same position. So just encourage yourself and understand that God can go places that you can't go. He can do things that you can't do. He's just looking for a partner to partner with him for souls, souls in your family, souls in your church, souls in your city. He's looking for people that will see the condition of the church in general across America and see how many people are sitting under the delusional gospel of Kundalini, for instance, are sitting under some prophet that just absolutely controls their life, and they have no life unless they get a word from the Lord. You see, the word from the Lord, we need to see it as the word from the Bible. If you've ever picked up your Bible and you were in a time that you were seeking the Lord, and all of a sudden he'll show you a scripture that just pops right off the page and hits you in your heart, that's your word for the Lord for that day. And he makes it alive and real, and he brings it to pass just for you. So we have to begin to have a love for our families, and then we have to have a love for the church. Now, I know it's disgusting in America what we're seeing calling itself a church, and that is the visible church that the world sees. And I know that it gives out such a bad testimony, some of its ministers being caught in all kinds of disgraceful things that we used to call those things unspeakable things. And now it's nestled itself right up into the pulpit. But you wonder, how many pastors have people that are diligent to go and pray for them? When I came into the kingdom of God, my partner, the woman that the Lord put with me, was a prayer warrior. And she was a prayer warrior for her church and for her pastor and for the city and for the churches in the city. And I can remember that we would go to her house, and for hours we would just intercede and cry out to the throne of God. And we saw so many wonderful things happen because of the diligence and the commitment of that woman to pray. And I watched her life very closely, and I came to the conclusion that a person that God trusts enough to give them an intercessory prayer ministry is a person that's the most blessed of all. Because usually it's a person that settles their spirit into that stillness of the moments that they spend before the throne of God. It's a person that gets to know the mind of God. It's a person that instantly reaches up and they see the throne of God and Jesus connected with them, walking with them in intercession, knowing that they're praying the heart and mind of God. It's one thing just to pray little rote prayers, but it's another thing to be able to pray living prayers. And those kind of intercessors, they don't pray the same thing every time that you meet them. Every time you meet with them, they have new things, they have new projects that they're covering because they have sat before the throne of God. Now, you know, some people might think that it's boring to live a solitude life, but not with Jesus. It's never boring because Jesus is not boring. And he can show you things. Sometimes, you know, people talk about my sleeping patterns. Sometimes all of a sudden I wake up and things are rolling in my mind on different projects that I'm working on. And I know that that is the Lord speaking to me and showing me a new aspect of an article that I hadn't thought of, showing me words that I needed to know to bring it together so people could understand it. And it's a living relationship with him. It's exciting because you never know what avenue the Lord is going to take you down. You never know what he's going to do with you because you're available and you can hear him. And it comes with direct fellowship before his throne. So Paul, whenever he prayed for the church in Ephesus, one of the things that he taught them was his great love for them. You see, you're not going to want to spend time praying for anybody unless you love them. And if you just spend most of your time sitting around judging someone, and because they don't agree with what you think is right, and all of a sudden you reject them totally because you think that you've got it all together, one of the things that you must get in your spirit, you must begin to see that if somebody is falling over to the wayside in error, that's not the time that you kick that person and keep that person down because they're in darkness. That's the time when you connect into the throne and you begin to intercede and ask the Lord to show you what to pray for that person. Why did they wander away from the throne? Last week they were hot for God. This week they're cold. And you know, excuse me, that if they grow cold, that they're missing God and that they could even lose their souls. So one of the first things that you have to make a decision, are souls worth it? Well, the Bible tells us he that saves souls are wise. And that should be a very top priority on every Christian's life. They need to look at every individual as a person that is spiritual, that is going to go somewhere one day. And where are they going? And if you don't care enough about their souls to pray for them and intercede for them and pull down strongholds for them, then you're not a lover of souls. And whenever you stand before the throne of God, you will not have a harvest of souls. So love is really the key to being a Christian. And it's a key that when you find love, your first love is Jesus. And then your next love is your people and yourself. If Jesus loves you, you're worth loving. If he died on the cross for you, you're worth caring for. And so then Paul in Ephesians 16, he tells them, he says, cease not to give thanks for you. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, prayer is a communication. It's your voice connected to his voice, and he's sitting on the throne. So it's just not idle words that you are speaking. It's lifting up the individual before the throne. And if you don't know what to pray about them, you begin to intercede for them. That's one of the purposes of having tongues, is that you can pray for things that you don't have any idea what the needs are. And if you don't know what to pray for them, you can just simply begin to pray for them in tongues. The Holy Ghost knows every need that they have. And so Paul was telling them, he makes mention. That means that he speaks to God about this church. This church is at the forefront of his mind in his teaching here, and he wanted them to know that if nobody else is praying for you, I'm praying for you. And prayer means a lot to people. Intercession is so important, and prayer for the church is so important. We've seen how our churches all over the country have fallen down into the dusk because they gave up their Wednesday night prayer meeting. You know, somebody just thought, well, you know, there's not as many people that come to church on Wednesday night. We can get a crowd if we have a covered dish. And sure enough, they dropped the prayer meeting and the crowds did come. People will always come out to feed their bellies. But if people could just simply understand what goes on in the spirit realm when they pray, if they could see heaven, if they could see the activity around the throne of God, if they could bring into bear the scripture that is shown over in the book of Revelation that tells us that your prayers ascend up to the throne of God as a sweet-smelling Savior. He loves your prayers because that's why he made you, because your prayers are your fellowship with him in heavenly places. And, of course, in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible shows us that when you pray, that we are sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Absolutely sitting there. In verse 5, it says, even when you were dead in sin, he had quickened us together with Christ, for by grace you are saved. Do you realize that he knew you even before you came and said, Jesus, forgive me? Not only did he know you before then, But he was looking forward to that day that you would do that. And he quickened you so that you, by grace, could even have fellowship with him. I remember times before I got saved that I know that Jesus Christ was on the scene for me. I didn't understand what it was. I didn't know who he was. But I knew something was working for me that was smoothing things out. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened for me. And then, once you become to that point that you know who he is, in Paul tells them in Second Ephesians, verse 6, it says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So once you understand that it's a relationship and it's a closeness, that other people don't have the right to sit in heavenly places with Christ if they don't know him. And it's absolutely a spiritual revelation, a spiritual resurrection for you to be able to do that. And so it's a privilege, my friend, to be able to come and pray. So those churches that gave up their prayer meeting, they gave their spiritual lifeline away. And inch by inch, slowly by slowly, every day, the devil took a little bit of the territory back that some of the old saints, your mothers, your grandmothers, that used to stay before the throne of God praying for their children, for their church and their cities. Those that are now a great company before the throne of God, sitting there, watching your life to see how you're doing, because they spent those so many hours praying for you, and they're disheartened because they don't see us with the richness of the Christian life that they had, and it's because it was stolen from us. You see, when you sit before the throne, and all of them are watching your life and cheering you on in from the heavens, and they see the joy in the face of their Savior when you make your appearance there, and they see the uniqueness of that spiritual relationship, they are rest assured you're going to do okay because you have your spiritual line, your ley line, if you will, connected to the Father and the Son. So at the same time, they also see another aspect of prayer that you may not see. And that aspect is the ladder, Jacob's ladder being lowered. You lift up your prayers to the heavens. God is going to answer those prayers. And the way God answers those prayers, he sends forth the angels to go and bring the petitions to you that you called out for. And, of course, you see it over in Daniel. When the prince of Persia tried to defeat the prayers of one person, and the prince of Persia is one of the strongest powers and principalities in the Bible, it was the tip of the spear of the sphere of angelic fallen host, that its job was to keep the new world order in darkness so that he could rule over it spiritually and supernaturally. So when Daniel went on his fast, 21-day fast, and on his knees, and he called out to the Father, and he said, how much longer are we going to be in captivity? We're your people. There are many of us that still serve you, that have our eyes upon you. What are you going to do for your people, God? And he laid his life down for the cause of the church of his day. And that angel the Prince of Persia tried to stop those prayers from going through. He actually even stopped an angel of God from being able to answer that prayer. Immediately, the Father sent a more powerful angel. And when that angel came, the prayer came through. You see, if you don't get the prayer through the first time, you don't give up. You don't just say, well, you know, I'm not good enough. The Father's not listening to me anyway. Why pray? You've got to pray because things happen when you pray. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And what's going on is even Christians that love Jesus, even those that are trying to serve Him, are just sort of batting around. One day they're up, the next day they're down, and they don't seem to be accomplishing very much. It's because they need wisdom. It's because they need the revelation knowledge directly from the throne of God. And nobody will be able to give that to you except the Savior. Because that's what Paul's prayer is. He's saying, I'm praying for you that you will have this wisdom and revelation knowledge of who you serve. And then, once you get the wisdom and the revelation knowledge, he prayed that your eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory in his inheritance in the saints. You see, you don't pray because you don't know what to pray for. You've never practiced. You don't have the enlightenment right from the throne of God that 1 Peter 2:9 tells us about. You don't have that spiritual knowledge. You don't have that yearning to fulfill the calling that God has placed on your life, because 99% of the time you walk around in the flesh and you don't think about the spirit. You see, the reason why the witchcraft powers have risen up so powerfully in the world today is those people take their faith and their religion seriously. And, of course, since their rewards are given to them on this world and in this life, they know that as they work and pray to their lost Savior, Satan, that he responds, he gives them wealth, he does things for them. He gives them levels of witchcraft where they start out and at the lower ladder, and the next thing they can become a powerful witch or a wizard. They can become an international star on television like Oprah Winfrey and others, and they can be reverenced and loved by fellow men while they practice their witchcraft. But you, as you practice your prayer intercession before the throne of God, you have a much higher reward than that. Because one day that life will be over, and unless those people repent, they will just fall into the pit. But you have that personal relationship with the Lord, as we've been talking about. And then that connection to the throne of God gives you the spiritual knowledge that you need in order to do those things that God has called you to do. You can receive all of the spiritual richness that the Word of God has because of your connection to Jesus. When you have a problem, Jesus is the one that can wake you up in the middle of the night and give you a scripture and say, go look at Isaiah 53. You need a healing in your body. He can give you that wisdom of where you are, what you're doing, and what you need to do to overcome those particular things that are going on in your life today. He can give you all of the spiritual riches that you need. And spiritual riches are more than just money, as many of these false prophets in the body of Christ teach. It's more than physical things. It's showing you your high calling, and it's also showing you the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the glory of your inheritance that you can receive right here on this earth when you have that direct tie to the Savior. Then in verse 19 it says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? You see, the working of his mighty power is when you're able to see the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ connected to you, and that all things that you can even think of, he can do. He is powerful. He created the world. Why, he took his hand and he just literally cast the stars and the planets out into the sky. He took his mouth and he literally spoke the world into existence. Through the words of his mouth, Isaiah tells us, the world was formed and hung on nothing. A sphere formed and shaped for his creation, a place for his human beings to live, a garden of Eden that he created that was perfect, a place where he could come and give his man and his woman the ability to be a creative force as he was. And every day he would come into the cool of that garden and sit and have conversations with the man that he created. You see, God was lonely. He wanted a being that would respond to him willingly. He didn't want a puppet that he would pull a string and the string would dance, or the puppet's mouth would open and say, I love you, Jesus. No, he created man that he gave them the same creative forces within their vessels that he has. That's why man can create. That's why man can think of things. And on daily basis, new things can come into our earth because somebody can tap into those creative things that God has placed in their vessel. You see, God loves us, but mainly he wants to fellowship with us as he did Adam and Eve. And so that's the greatness, the exceeding greatness, that he would actually want to spend time with Pat Holliday, who's just a little old housewife, nothing in particular, nothing that I can gloat about, that he would want to come to me in the middle of the night and wake me up and have a conversation with me. That's mind-blowing to me. And, you know, I'm not a particular person in Jesus. He wants to do that with you, too. But what this is all about, and we are Deliverance Ministry, Ephesians 1 and 2, shows us why he wants to fellowship with us, and that is so that he can extend his power to usward who believe. that same power that he walked on the earth with. That's why we can speak and a devil has to obey, because he puts the faith in our heart to know that he is greater than all the devils in the world, and they cannot resist his anointing, his authority, and his power, and he gives it to us who believe. And you know what? The devils, they know that. And then in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and he set him on his right hand in heavenly places. I remember the first person that I ever prayed for that had died. That was what I asked. I said, Lord, let the same power that raised Jesus from the dead raise this woman from the dead. And there's a woman, and there's many people in Jacksonville, many I don't know where they are anymore, that saw that. And they saw the unction, the anointing of the living God fall on that woman. They saw her dead eyes receive life. And they saw her breath respond to the words of a human being, because they realized, that human being realized, that Jesus could do it. That he could do above all that any one of us in that meeting that day could ever think of or believe. And he did it just for us. And since we're a deliverance ministry, this is the most and one of the most important parts that you must get an understanding of. If you can move devils, you first and foremost must see the preeminence of Christ over every living being in the universe. Nothing created Jesus. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega, the beginning and the end. And the powers and the principalities know that. They know who he is. They used to see him when they were in heaven before they were stupid and followed Satan. And in verse 21 it says that he is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So you have the name above every name. And the important thing that you must realize is not everybody has the entrance to the throne of God to use that name. In the book of Acts, when the sons of Sceva came on the scene and they saw God's people ministering on the streets, they saw demons flying out of people as we do on our Saturday night meetings, right on the street. Do you realize that we're doing just exactly what the apostles did when they walked on the streets in Acts? That they spoke and people got set free from devils. And the devils had to bow their knees to the name of Jesus. Some minister said last week, said, Pat Holliday, all she thinks about is devils. I believe anybody that goes and listens to my teachings up on my internet page, patholliday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com, you will find that Pat Holliday mostly speaks about the name of Jesus and his power and the wonderful things that he has done. I've seen him take devils and paralyze them right in front of me. I saw one time there was a man that came into our ministry. He was a Satanist. And this particular man, as I was commanding those devils to obey the name of Jesus, he raised his hand up, and he was going to slug me and put me out. The hand came at me and stopped in midair, and that man just slid down the wall and onto the floor. And people in my ministry today saw that happen. It's not a testimony that I'm just telling you some wild things. I'm telling you that it happened. And that man had legions of devils in him. He thought he had all the power of the universe, that he could do anything. But he walked in a little flabby woman's prayer meeting one night who can't even run around the corner, can hardly walk around the block. And I just said, I bind you in Jesus' name. And the devil instantly became paralyzed, because words are powerful, and words connected to Jesus Christ and his backing of his power to us who believe. The devil knows who I am, and I'm nobody, but he also knows that to Jesus Christ, I'm his child. He's my big brother. He backs up what I do, because I know that what I do is important. That night it was important for the power of God to show up, because that man, when he fell down on the floor, within not too many minutes, was set totally free by the power of the living God. And so you can understand that when Pat Holliday turns the television on, and she sees these dumb ministers calling people to the power of what they call the power of God, and she sees people shaking like they've got some kind of a muscular disease and calling that the unction and the power of God, it breaks my heart to see that. And it breaks my heart to see men down on the floor wiggling around like snakes. You know, in my ministry, I've seen people come in with the Kundalini spirit and fall on the floor and crawl around on snake like a snake. I've seen their eyes have another eyelid, that their eyes are wide open, and this gray eyelid will come and close their eye. You know, snakes have two eyelids. I've seen them hiss like snakes. I didn't sit there and shout, more, Lord, more, Lord. Give them more, Lord. Give them more of your power, Lord. What spirit are they crying out to give a snake more power to crawl around the floor and exhibit the power of Satan? It is not the Lord that I serve. It's another gospel. It's another spirit. And it certainly is another Jesus. And I've seen them come in and do all kinds of funny noises and rebuke them in the name of Jesus, and seen that Kundalini spirit leave instantly. You see, to me, the power of God is my connection to the throne, to know that the devil is not going to stand in front of me and have victory. He's not going to blind my eyes so that I think that when a couple of people are bold enough to cast out devils, that they're just lifting up devils. No, sir. When we cast out devils on our program, we hear testimony after testimony. Thank God. Thank God that I found this radio show. Thank God that I found it, because I'm free. Glory to God, I'm free. I feel the peace of God in my mind. I feel my vessel relaxed. I feel that Jesus Christ has come into me and made me that new creation that I've read about in the Bible. No, we're not lifting up the name of Satan. We're lifting up the name of Jesus, and it's powerful. And on the highways, you know, they call the internet, and they show it as having highways and byways. And we get on those highways and byways, just like Paul and them did, and we speak the name of Jesus, and it works. There's power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in those people that have that particular understanding of who you are. Did Jesus call you to be dependent on somebody's prayer line, that whenever something happens, you have to run and call ORU or Virginia Beach or TBN or one of these crazy prayer lines that cannot reach the throne of God for you, but as soon as you make the contact, you start getting lots of letters, send me some money and God will answer your prayers? No. My friends, prayer is a privilege to stand in front of the God of the universe. And he called us for this such a time as this. He called you to understand that he's God and he's sitting there just waiting for a people that will believe, waiting for a group of people that will say, I know God called me to overcome the devil. According to Isaiah 59:19, it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. A standard is our Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne. He's our standard. He's our battle axe to tear down the walls that Satan has built around our finances, around our families. He's our ramrod that keeps the devil away from our households. Jesus Christ is it for me. I've never been sorry that I've served him. I'm looking for the day when I can see him face to face. You know, the Bible says that we will be able to see Jesus face to face. So as we're on this radio show tonight, we're here to meet your needs. We want to pray for your families. We want to pray for your city. We want you to be praying for your city. We want to pray for ministers. We want to pray for backslidden ministers. We want to give people every opportunity that they can have. You know, prayer is so important because Jesus can reach in and snatch a person out of the gate of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. That's what the Word of God says. So tonight, as we are together here, and we are learning, what does it mean? Why are we here? What is Jesus going to do with us? I tell you what my dream is. My dream is at the judgment seat, that he looks down from his mighty throne, and I look into those wonderful, peaceful eyes, and he will look at me and say, well done, O faithful servant. And then as I turn around, there will be an army of people standing behind me that I've taught, that I have prayed for, that they have received the wonderful anointing from the throne of God, and they made it. And then as I look behind each of those people, they have armies of people standing behind them. You see, the reward that I get, you get the same reward. Jesus has come for the purpose of saving that which is lost. America today is lost. We have a Muslim president. We have a president that's blind. We have a Senate, a Congress, that no longer believe that America's a Christian nation. Many of them practice witchcraft. Many of them want to see our country turn into communism, to be controlled by a small clique of people that want to enslave the world. We have a Supreme Court that have chosen lesbians on the Supreme Court, have chosen people that are not only spiritually blind, but they've got a plan. And what is their plan? Their plan is to recreate or reinvent America away from our constitutional rights. We have a country that is now taking little babies and children at our airports all over the country and putting their dirty hands down into their pants and feeling their privates. I'm going to tell you something. If somebody did that to my child, I believe that they'd have to arrest me because I'd slug the person right in the face. But we just docilely say that's okay. We have to do this because of Obama, the little man that sits over in a cave, supposedly, that has to have dialysis 3 times a week. It ain't so. Are those people over there that harvest the poppy seeds that spread all over our nation to our young people, stealing their lives and their minds, and our military men guarding the poppy seed fields and helping to put it on planes to take it to America to destroy our nations? We're a church that's blinded people, and we need to understand that prayer can change things. We have people that are daily putting their lives on the line to get information to us that we never knew before, that we can't get from Fox News. Why, they've got to go down for 3 years and cover some woman that was stolen off of an island and try to figure out where she is and is she murdered? Did this man murder her? What did he do? What did this other man do? Day after day after day, while the commies stole our land, our media blinded us and put us under a mass hypnotic trance so that we couldn't see that we were losing and have lost our freedoms. Church, prayer is one of the most important things that we can do. That's good. Now, as I'm talking, you see, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time that you begin to join in and put your prayer request up there on that chat room. Put the people that you're praying for. You can put their first names up there. You can put the ministers that you have a burden for. Some of these people that are now third wave people, some of these people that are lost in la-la land, some of these people I've known because many of them came in about the same time that I became a Christian. Some of them got off the pathway of God and onto the pathway of religion and worshiping human beings instead of the living God that we've been talking about today. Some of them, God's told me that he is going to give a call to many of them. Many of them that are being defamed today will come back into the kingdom. They may not come back in the glory that they stand in today, but they're going to come back in a humble, broken up spirit, asking Jesus, if you can use me, Lord, standing at the door of any church, I'll do it. Lord, can I be a janitor in the church? Lord, whatever it is that you want me to do, I will do it. And we, the people that are on this program tonight, we need to get about the pastor's business of prayer and praying for the church. Shannon?
Amen. And we're at the top of the hour, Dr. Pat. Give up your contact information, please.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. And the local church is Miracle Outreach Ministry, 1537 Mill Creek Road, Jacksonville, Florida. And
awesome.
You're welcome to come and be with us.
Praise the Lord. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with the second hour of the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. Be right back.
Children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it.
Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail.
Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio.
Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name.
Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific
at OmegaManRadio.com.
And welcome back to Omega Man Radio. You are tuning into the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday. This is a live program. Let me get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, you with us tonight?
I'm back.
All right, awesome. And we've got a lot of people joining us in the chat room for this program. And what do you say we have people calling if they would like to pray for a particular need and lead prayer on something, they can dial in tonight. Dr. Pat's going to start the prayers, but if you would like to pray for a special need, you can call us in at 917-889-2745. If you'd like to intercede for a family, a particular special request, maybe your city, that's what it's all about, getting together and pray. Dr. Pat, would you like to start the prayer off tonight?
Yes, and I would like for them to zero in on the churches.
Yes.
Zero in on the pastors that you know in your town. Let's turn the church back to God and away from those that have captured it tonight. Zero in on ministries. Some of them may be walking in sheer darkness, but they're going to walk there unless somebody prays for them. So let's become prayer warriors and stand against the powers of darkness. If the devil can save a witch or a wizard, like he did Bishop Canco, the witch doctor and the man, City Under the Sea, one of the highest level witch doctors in the world, and Jesus saved him. He can save people that have wandered away. And the Bible tells me that God is married to the backslider. Well, Father, tonight we come before your throne, and we take authority over our homes, our families, ourselves, our city, the pastors in our city, every devil that has come to rob, kill, and steal from your kingdom, God. We're taking back the land here. We bind every devil according to Matthew 16:19. We bind the strong man over your cities and over my cities and over this nation, over England, over all of the nations that are listening in. And we have people from all over the world. And we join you in praying for your nation tonight, too. In Jesus' name, we bind those powers and principalities, those wicked spirits in high places, all of the devils, the rulers over the kingdoms that we're praying for, we bind you. And according to Matthew 18:18 and Luke 11:21, we take authority in the name of Jesus, binding the strong man over our country, our townships, our states, our cities, our blocks, our homes, each family member, all of our animals, our dogs, our cats, everything that we have, we bind and cast out of our families and each individual of our families the spirits of poverty, lack, want, greed, selfishness, automatic failure, mechanisms, poor memories, confusion, anxieties, stolen properties, everything that the devil has stolen from us. We command those devils that you are going to have to return sevenfold over us in terms of jobs, finances, everything. And we take authority over all of the devils that are involved in these things. And as we pray, we command them to go into cages in Jesus' name. I loose over our families and our country and our cities and our states and the churches Jesus Christ, the spirits of adoption, angels, according to Matthew 18:10, and the angel of the Lord to take dominion over our country, our cities, and our states. We're crying out here tonight, God, for revival. We're crying out for your church because you said that you would build a church and the gates of hell would not prevail. We take authority tonight over every infiltrating devil that has come into every church, blinded every preacher, every elder, is working witchcraft powers against church and the people in the churches. We bind those devils up. We bind them up on the entire country of America and the world. And we say that the Bible says that nothing shall be covered. And each and every one of you will come uncovered quickly and instantly. We release over the church tonight, God. We ask that you convict the pastors of their sin life, of their selfishness, of their spiritual blindness, of every sin of adultery, fornication, witchcraft sins, every sin of the sexual things that they do, every ungodly thing that has taken place in all of the churches of our land. We bind you up. We say no more. We're stopping your free hand. We say that we're taking dominion over the churches, not you. And every wizard and witch and every infiltrating devil of the NWO that has come into the churches, we are commanding you that you will get saved or you must leave. You can no longer control the churches. We take authority over all of the fallen angels that have been released over our nation, that have been released in the churches and in our families through the third wave movement, and those movements that are opening up stargates to let these fallen angels to come through. They place them over every church. We bind those fallen angels over every church, and we command that you must lose your authority and your power. In your place, we ask you, Father, that you send the Holy Ghost all over the land, into every church, into every pastor's home, into every Christian home. And we release conviction of the Holy Ghost, and we ask you, God, that you draw by the power of your Spirit, that you will bring the souls back into the kingdom of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We loose deliverance over the churches in Jesus' name. We loose adoption over each person in Jesus' name. And we say, Satan, you can no longer have free land hands. We're not just going to expose the problem anymore. We're going to do something about it. We have the anointing. We have the authority of Jesus Christ. And our mouths are no longer going to be shut. We're standing up and we're saying, your rule over the Christian church in America is over. Because we're taking back the territory in the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. We loose the churches. We loose the pastors. We loose our families. We loose the evangelists. We loose our government. We loose the Christians in our government. We loose the power of those people that expose these terrible things that are going on. We place God's protection over their lives. In the name of Jesus, we place God's anointing that they will continue to speak, that we will take the territory back in Jesus' name. We loose confusion over the minds of the enemy. We loose every devil that has come to destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command them to go back to where they came from. And we command civil war to come about in the yes. enemy camp. And we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name, that all of those spirits that have taken dominion over the churches, we command them to go into a cage.
Yes.
We command them to be isolated. They have no powers over the minds of the pastors, over the minds of the people. And the people that have been bewitched, God, we take back their minds for the cause of Christ. We bind up all the enchanting hypnotic devils, all of the facilitators that have put them under spiritual bindage, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, and you have no authority over their minds anymore. And Jesus, you said that you will give a call, come out of her, my people. And if the pastor doesn't repent and he continues, we ask that you give that call and that you will lead these people to other pastors that have never bowed their knee to Baal. And there are many of them in our nation. And we lift these pastors up and we lift their churches up and we release every need over their churches. And Satan, we're not going to give up. You are a defeated foe. Jesus defeated you on the cross. And we don't have to fear you because stronger in us than he that is in the world. And we speak our words in agreement with the mighty intercessor, Jesus Christ, tonight. And we know that the world is shaking because where one or two are gathered in his name, he's right there in the midst of us. And there's more than one or two of us. And you said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. Billions and trillions of devils are being bound as we shake the kingdom of darkness tonight in prayer. We cover all of our children with the blood of Jesus, every prayer warrior, your families and your children. And we call them into the kingdom of God tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory that we release over them the desire to serve the Lord, wisdom, understanding, proper counsel, knowledge, the fear of the Lord. We bind false spirits away from them of party spirits, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, strange people, witches, wizards. Every ungodly thing that has come to rob, steal, and kill from the Christian families tonight, we're not going to tolerate that anymore. You will loose them. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you go and convict our children and give them dreams, give them supernatural spiritual experiences. Give them a heart for you, a desire to serve you with all of their hearts. We give you praise and glory. Open up their spiritual understanding because we loose over them the spirits of truth, according to John 14:17, grace, Zechariah 12:10, Revelation 11:12, a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7, inventiveness, Proverbs 8:12, along with the spirits of love, joy, peace, power, abundance, plenty, retentive minds. We give you the glory for our children, and we say that you gave them to us for an inheritance, and we want to enjoy our children. We break all the hexes, curses, spells, every rejection that has been placed upon their lives. We release over them the abilities to do things that other children can't do, just like the children over in Daniel. They were smarter and better than all of the children of the king. We give you praise that we claim our inheritance in our families tonight. We thank you, Father, that as we're praying, that your mighty hand is moving in all of our homes and in all of our fellowships in Jesus' name. We call forth people to fill the churches that are real. We call them out of these dead party churches, these playtime places, these Disney World churches, these churches that would follow after a fallen person like Todd Bentley. We call those people away from you. You have no rights to lead them into these dark places. And we ask you, God, to give them a hunger, give them a fear of a holy God. Bring them in fear and trembling to the pastors that are real, the pastors that are seeking your ways in their life. And we ask you, God, that you restore them and give them the foundation of the Word of God, honor, wisdom. We ask that you bless them with godly inheritance of Abraham and Jacob's. We command, you devils, that you will loose our people and everything that you have stolen, everything, as well as all petroleum, resources, lands, cattle, every ungodly thing, our goats, our sheep, our income, people out of Miracle Outreach Ministries. We caught you this week. We had two people to come to our church and tell us that they were led by cops to go to the fallen church that's not too far away from us, away from our church, local policemen. And we bind that spirit up that speaks through the mouths of those policemen, and we command those policemen's devils that if anybody asks them where to go, they bring them to us in Jesus' name from this day forward. And if they don't do it, what we're going to do is we're going to cast you down into Tartarus in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, that you return the finances that were stolen from all of the people that are praying here tonight and all of the people in the chat room and the ministers and the churches that are real. We command those devils to return the finances sevenfold in Jesus' name. We lift up the mortgages of every single person in that is listening to these prayers tonight, and we claim our lands back and more lands than we lost in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for Helen tonight, who has cancer. We curse that cancerous germ and we command it to die. We command that devil to go into a cage and leave her body right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Dana Smith and every devil that's attacking his body. We bind you up and we cage you and we command you to loose him right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you that you must go to the feet of Jesus to be judged before your time. We pray for the blog radio people that are Christians. We ask you to keep them on a narrow pathway and preaching the Word of God and the joy of Jesus. We pray for our radio programs, God, the ones that you've given us, and we pray for the ones that we are believing you for right now in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory that you are the great God, that you can open up not only those radio programs that Omega Man is believing you for, but you can even have other people to put us on the air for free. And we claim all free radio programs in the name of Jesus. We pray for Paul Pilgrim, who has put our radio programs on his website. And we claim that people all over the world will pick up our radio programs and our articles and our websites and link to us in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Word of God that is preached to spread in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, God, now for Omega Man, for his strength, for the wall of fire around all of us, and for the blood of Jesus to protect us. And now, in Jesus' name, Omega Man.
Yes, I want to mention that we have a new feature here. Actually, it's been here since the beginning, but I didn't know about it. If you would like to call in and you would like to pray, you can click on the Click to Talk button at the top of the screen. It's at the very top of the chat window. And what it'll do is it'll activate Skype in your computer, and it'll go Skype to Skype with our switchboard, and it won't cost anything long distance. Now, I know it will work with Internet Explorer. I'm not sure about Chrome, but that feature is available out there. Well, you know, Dr. Pat, many of us are going around with fragmented souls. You could look at it, probably
yes.
Look like a piece of Swiss cheese. You know, we have fragmented minds. And many of us have actually blown up our soul. And David over in Psalms 23, you know, he's praying and he asks God, you know, he's saying, God, you know, Lord, restoreth my soul. So we can have our soul restored. And there's some also some other verses that talk about it. Again, Psalms 23:3, Psalms chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, Psalms 35, 15 through 17, Job 33, 10 through 33, and Ezekiel 13, 17 through 23. That's just some of them. So why don't we pray right now that God will restore our fragmented souls. You know, and how do we fragment them? We can fragment them from sex outside of marriage, through membership in satanic organizations, through witchcraft, through involvement in masonry, music, drugs. There's a number of ways you can fragment your soul, and I think everybody could benefit from that. So I've got two prayers that I found here, so why don't we pray? And if you'd like to have your soul restored, just be in agreement. Dr. Pat?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Number one, here we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you right now, and we would ask that you would loose your angels to go out and gather and restore our soul, to go find all of our fragmented soul pieces and restore it to us in its rightful place right now, in the name of Jesus. And with the full power and authority of Jesus Christ, we ask you, again, to send your angels to unearth and break any earthen vessels, bonds, and bindings that have been put upon our souls, willingly or unawares. We ask that you would have your angels free our souls from all bondage by whatever means is required. And we agree right now and say, Father God, that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is all-powerful and effective to do this. Now, Father God, we ask you to send your angels to gather and restore to its proper place all the pieces of our fragmented mind, our fragmented will, our fragmented emotions, and bring them into proper and original positions perfectly as you planned them when you formed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And in the authority of Jesus Christ, we break and cast out and return to the sender the power of all curses that have been put on our heads and the curses that have been put on our souls in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now that was
and Father,
one prayer. Go ahead.
You also told us that we, in Philippians 2:5,
yes,
let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the Bible absolutely teaches that our minds are renewed through the reading of your word and hearing your word, and that we can have the same mind that Jesus has. And so we ask that the healing of the mind over every single person that's listening, if any witch or wizard has stolen anybody's mind, we call it back in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, to heal our minds. And Lord, if someone has gotten under the powers of a psychiatrist for their minds, we ask you, God, that you touch them and deliver them from those psychotropic drugs and that you will heal their mind. In Philippians 2:5, you said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we release that mind in each and every one of us, that new creation mind that you have for us as Christians, that mind that will carry us through until we see you face to face, be placed in every mind that's listening and praying on this show tonight, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we once again, we break all bondage from off of our minds, our will, and emotions. We ask, God, that you would loose your angels in Jesus' name to go and gather all portions of our souls that have been removed through witchcraft, masonry, Catholicism, false religions, involvement with Hinduisms, with the spirit of Islam, and any false religions, Father God, rock music, drugs, and any other means, and replaced by the demons that have been trying to control us, and that we ask that that it would be restored to us in Jesus' name.
Go to hell in the name of Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, we break and renounce all evil soul ties that we have ever had or may have had with any satanic lodges, with masonry, with adulterers, with close friends, with husbands or wives, engagements, cults, binding agreements between friends. We renounce these evil soul ties right now. We break them and declare them destroyed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we now renounce breaking loose ourselves from all demonic subjection to our mother, our father, our grandparents, or any other human being, living or dead, who may have dominated us in any way which is contrary to the will of God or the word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free. Right now, we command the demons to be bound and cast out of us, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to send angels in Jesus' name to uncoil, untangle, dig out, break, cut, and remove all demons and demonic roots, fetters, bands, ties, bonds, coils, tangles, serpents, cords, metals, wires, hairs, and webs. And Father, we ask that the angels gather and restore the fragments of our soul, which is our mind, our will, and emotions, to their rightful place in us. In the name of Jesus, we ask for angels to unearth and break all earthen vessels, cut bands, bands and bindings that have been put upon us, our soul, willingly or without our knowledge. And we ask, Father God, that you would have your angels free our soul from all bondage by whatever means is required, and we agree and declare right now in Jesus' name, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the shed blood, that Jesus is sufficient to do this. And we ask that our soul might fully magnify and glorify the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And, you know,
amen.
Dr. Pat, a lot of people are being attacked in the area of their finances right now.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little warfare prayer over finances?
Okay.
Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke Satan and all of his demons command them to loose every listener out there, every believer tuning in right now, live or on the MP3, to loose our families, our finances, and our friends from any and all curses, vexes, hexes, or spells that Satan, you or your foul spirits are throwing against us. We command you, Satan, and all of your foul spirits to loose us and our families right now. And everything that you have stolen from us, things that you have stolen like happy marriages, our finances, our jobs, our homes, putting some of us on the street. Again, our families and our ministries. We break any and all demonic powers from off of our finances in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, in Jesus' name, to stop robbing us of our blessings and blocking God's perfect will for our lives, for putting roadblocks for us to not receive the blessings that God has intended for us. We rebuke you right now, Satan, and we refuse to allow you to steal anything else from us. And Father God, if there is a open door in any of our lives for the adversary, please show us and help us to close it in Jesus' name. And right now, Satan, we command you to loose all natural resources, land, animals, money, or finances that may be owed to us, and all the things that you have stolen from us that are ours through the blessings of Jesus. And whatever you've taken, you must restore to us right now. Anything that you or your demons have stolen, we want it back sevenfold in Jesus' name right now. Amen.
Amen. And
Dr.
Father,
Beth,
you said that you own the cattle on a thousand hills, and there are people in the chat room and listening to this program that are in desperate needs, and we're crying out that you will sell cattle and that you will
bring it in
to their homes, that you will just restore. You said in your word, have you ever seen one of God's begging for bread? We release all the bread they need and all the finances that they need. And in the name of Jesus, every devil that has come to rob, kill, and steal, we bind you. Jesus, you said that you came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. We ask you, God, that you take the gold and the silver from those that have been stealing the gold and the silver from your people and restore it back into your people's kingdom. We give you praise and glory right now in Jesus' name. We bind up the drain from the real church of all of the false prophets that are running around telling people to sell their cars, to sell their homes and send the money into their PayPal accounts. I take authority over that evil spirit, and I bind those false prophets up in the name of Jesus, John Crowder and his gang.
Yes, we bind
and
right
all
now,
of the
Jesus
third
name.
Wave people all over the world, all of their intercessors. We bind all of their money to transfer the wealth into their kingdom and into their churches. And Father, just as you have let the Crystal Cathedral just crash to the ground because of its false doctrines and it was leading people into the pits of hell, we ask for your judgment to fall on these ministries, God, that have lifted up human beings calling themselves God instead of you. We thank you, Father, today that every one of them has to kneel to your name. I thank you for Ralph, God, and I thank you that he has been faithful ever since he found the reality of you. And, Father, I've known Ralph for many years now, and he has been a supporter of Miracle Outreach Ministry. And when he had money, God, he would always give miracle money. And we ask, God, that you restore his wealth. We ask that you restore it sevenfold. We stand in agreement with Ralph today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that every power, principality, every dominion, every evil spirit is broken over my finances, Omega's finances, all of the people that are listening, and Ralph's finances. In Jesus' name, I ask God that you plow back into the kingdom of those that are supporting the radio programs and the expansion of this ministry today. I thank you, God, that you will restore their finances. Lord, I remember a woman sent me $1, and Omega Man said he got $1. And I used to jump up and down and shout when a little lady would come up and put a quarter in my hand when I was ministering, because I knew that I had the widow's mite. Yes. And I knew that with that widow's mite, that prayer would surely be answered. And we release the answers to all of the people in our chat room today and their finances and their kingdoms in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for Candy. We thank you that Candy is a great woman of God, and she does your work, God, in Jesus' name, and that she stands on your word, God, for her little son. And we lift up that little son, God, who because of those shots became ill. And we ask you to restore that boy. We command every devil that has stolen its mind to loose his mind in the
yes.
name of Jesus. We come against you, devils, and by the authority of the blood, every inherited spirit, every mental inherited spirit is bound. And we command that you will go into the cage in the name of Jesus. You have no rights. We come against you in Jesus' name. We pray for those people on the internet that are exposing the false ministries. And we thank you for Walter and George and other people. Candy's one of them. And we thank you, God, that you have given the courage to stand. The Watchman Radio Man, Lord, he told me, he wrote me and asked us to pray for him today.
Yes.
And this is Dana Smith, God. He says that he feels like he's been hit with a ton of bricks. And Father, he's asking us to bind the powers of darkness. He says that in his sternum, above his stomach, below his rib cage, is hurting. His back muscles are hurting like a knife sticking in the area. He says he cannot eat and can drink just a little water. We take those needles and those knives out of him right now. We pull them out. Angels, go pull them out.
Yes,
and
Father.
Return them to wherever they came from in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
immediately.
Name.
You will take your hands off of this man. You have no part. All of the swords, the demonic forces that he saw coming at him, we bind you up in the
yes.
name of Jesus, and we cage you. And we command you to introvert and for you to go into civil war in Jesus' name. We release healing for his stomach, his back, his body, his mind, every part of him, and every Beelzebub devil that is coming out of the computers is bound. Every fly spirit,
yes.
I command you to go to Ghana right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Gahana. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is wiping you out.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. Every spirit that's attacking. Now, that spirit just came out of my computer, and I was praying against it, and it came and attacked me.
Well, we bind it
while
in Jesus' name.
Praying.
Commanded, go back
it
to the demon and send
it
sevenfold.
Spirit, it looks like a fly. It flew right to my nose in the
wow.
name of Jesus. And I want you to know how strong these spirits are. And the reason that they're strong is it's not because we're weak. It's because we have to create our faith to overcome the grounds that they have taken back from us. And that spirit that came to my nose out of the computer, I saw it fly out and I felt it when it touched my nose. I bind you up and I cage
yes.
you. And all of the people that are listening in, they bind you and they cage you. And all of the flies in the computer and the spiders, we bind you and we cage you. And we command you to go back to where you came from, to your destroyers. And
right.
you will do to them what you have been sent to do to us. Father, we pray for these internationalists that are coming into a meeting within the next week or so. And we break their plans. We strike them with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you release all of your resisting people
yes.
to appear and to stand against them in Jesus' name. And we ask that it fall apart like all of the meetings that they're having. And this Obama character, God, I'm writing an article on it now, on the CERN project. And, of course, we know that CERN project is a project where they are going to try to open up a massive black hole. And many of your scientists fear that if they are successful, that that hole could just suck the Earth right into it. Right in front of that CERN machine that they are building to open up the wormhole or the stargate, they have a statue of Shiva. And this statue is known as the Destroyer in Hinduism. It's a statue that created the world and supposedly is a destroyer. We all know that Obama is also a destroyer. Everything that he puts his hand on is destroyed, because that's what the devil does. He cannot build. He cannot do anything but destroy. And Father God, Time Magazine has him posed like that dancing death of destruction, Shiva. And Father God, whatever their plans are, whatever they're fixing to do, and I fear something horrible is just getting ready to happen, something horrible. We say that whatever they do, that it will not be sucked into their plans so that they can create their new world order. We stand against you in the name of Jesus, and all of the energy that you're looking for to suck up from this event, we forbid that energy or those devils to go to you. You will not be successful. And we pray in and we stand, and we ask the Father to send his warring angels on the scene right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. He will send the warring angels to stand against their magic. They will stand against all of their words, their mass mind control. Everything that they're doing falls apart in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we loose upon Satan, his hierarchy, all his strongholds, his principalities and powers all across this world right now, and all of his orders and plans and his demons, the curses of Midianites in Judges 7:22, also of the curses of the Ammonites, the Moabites and Edomites in 2 Chronicles 20. Let panic, frustration, havoc, confusion, pandemonium, disasters, chaos, destruction, and the hornets of the Lord descend upon Satan and his host of hell, in accordance with Exodus 23:28 and Deuteronomy 7:20. May the wrath, the hatred, anger, terror, fear, the burning judgment, and the finger of God prevent Satan's orders from being carried out right now. And we bind and cast out the demons in us and replace them with the spirits of God and his word. And especially, Father God, we ask that the demonic strongmen and rulers in us and our churches be replaced with agape love, and that all demonic doorkeepers be replaced with joy, and that we have peace in abundance. And right now, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, we command Satan's demons across this world right now to fight against and destroy each other in accordance with Ephesians 3 and 10. Let there be a civil war in the kingdom of Satan right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because we know that if Satan's kingdom is divided, it cannot stand. And so we ask that it be brought down right now, like the house of cards that it is. Specifically, we command all marriage-breaking spirits and family-hindering demons to attack the spirits of Ahab and Jezebel right now. We command all the demons of power and control to attack the spirits of pornography and eros, all the spirits of violence and torture and murder, to attack all the spirits of human subjection, degradation, and submission right now, in Jesus' name. Let the spirits of war between the nations and the spirits of destruction, hatred and anger, attack the spirits of political and spiritual blindness, rage, mockery, vengeance, evil political science and influence, the Illuminati and communism in Jesus' name. Let the spirits of Antichrist, 666, and all false religions attack the spirits of Roman Catholicism and Masonry, the spirits of infirmity, sickness, weakness, deformities, and accidents. Lord, let them attack the spirits of alcohol, drugs, and nicotine, and abortion. Let them destroy the spirits of mind control and darkness and attack the spirits of Leviathan and pride. And Heavenly Father God, we ask that you would loose burning, judgment, destruction upon all disobedient and reluctant spirits that fail to follow these commands promptly. And Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we lift up everyone listening out there, all the believers, anyone that has a illness or a sickness right now. And we're asking for a supernatural touch on them tonight, starting with Catherine and this neck pain. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we command to loose her neck. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus over everyone listening out there tonight. We lift up Brother Albert's brother and anybody out there, Father God, that is battling with alcoholism. We bind and cage their strong men, all the foul spirits operating in them. Command them to go into a cage in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that you loose the spirit of burning on this spirit of alcoholism, and we bind it in Jesus' name and command it to go in the cage. We lift up 4-year-old Cody, who has had collapsed lungs. And we don't have the update right now, God, but you know his situation. We know that. You know all about the deliverance he needs tonight, the healing for his body. So we lift up his lungs, and any infirmity that has attacked that boy, we bind it in Jesus' name. We command the spirit of infirmity in him and anybody listening out there right now to be bound up, and we put it in the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you're a believer, we command that foul spirit of infirmity to come out right now and go to Jesus, be judged before your time. And if you don't know Jesus, we still bind it up, command it to go into the cage in Jesus' name. Remain there until that person, Father God, is ready for deliverance. We ask, God, you to loose your healing power on anybody right now with an illness in Jesus' name. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Joe in his back pain. We lift up his 90-year-old mother. Anybody out there suffering from stroke, we bind the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of stroke. We bind cancer, arthritis, liver disease, kidney disease. We bind migraine headaches. We bind Tourette's, we bind insomnia, we bind asthma. Loose the people of God right now. Come out in Jesus' name and go to Jesus to be judged for your time. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. And Father God, we take authority over all these principalities and powers working through our government, starting with the White House here in America. We bind up all witchcraft that's being done there in the White House through Obama's mother-in-law, who's into Santeria witchcraft and voodoo. We bind all curses being sent against this land, sent against the Christians. We bind all the curses and the foul spirits that are being sent out from these demonic mosques in this country, but not only this country, but every country around this globe, Father God, and also the equivalent of the White Houses for whatever nation a person may be listening to right now. We bind up all these foul spirits and these curses being sent against our lands and the Christians. We command them to go back on the demon sevenfold that sent this. We bind and cage all the foul spirits in our president right now, in our congressmen, in our House of Representatives, in our governors, in the prime ministers. We bind and cage all of their foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. We bind and cage all the homosexual spirits in Barney Frank, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the foul spirits working in Michael Chertoff, Father God, the former director of FEMA, who has started the Chertoff Group with very hand-picked selected members of the CIA and other members of government and judges that are going around and are the proponents for these demonic x-rays that are stripping people and sterilizing them, God, and putting doses of radiation in them to kill them with cancer right now that they're trying to force all across this land. And they're saying, God, that if we do not go through the scanners, they're going to have police representatives at the airports to detain us, and we could suffer imprisonment and fines of $11,000 if we try to leave and go out of the airport without being detained and questioned. Right now, we bind this foul spirit in Michael Chertoff right now. All foul spirits operating in him of the Illuminati and of the Antichrist spirits and any foul spirits of torment and torture working in him and that whole group, and we bind their finances. We command them to come to naught. Any curses that they would put on the people of this land, we command back on the head of the demon sevenfold operating in them right now. God, I ask that you would loose blindness, just like Paul loosed it on Elimaeus, on him for a season, until we will repent of this wicked abomination that they're trying to do across this land, stripping us down naked and fondling the people. We bind the TSA and all their leadership. We bind these homosexual spirits working through Hillary Clinton, through Janet Reno, through Barbara Boxer. Dr. Pat, what is the name of that the other lady who is now the minority leader for the House?
Pelosi.
Pelosi,
We lose the attorney generals in every state of the union.
Yes, Father God.
To begin to take this thing into court. It's unconstitutional.
Yes, God.
And just because a private business says that they're going to do all of these things, they are working outside of the Constitution. And there's one attorney general that says if it happens in his state, they're going to take him to court. So we ask the sheriffs of this nation, the attorney generals of each state, to begin to take these things to court in Jesus' name. And every devil of communism is bound, and we command you to lose. We command you to lose when you come in and when you go out.
Yes.
And every czar sitting at desk in Washington, taking power and controls that no constitution has ever given them, we command it to come uncovered, and we command each one of them to have to leave those positions in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all of them, every one of them, come uncovered. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for ministers now, and I want you to pray for ministers that you know of. Start writing their names up, that they return to the kingdom, and if they're in the kingdom, that God blesses them. I pray for Annette and David, God, Precious Tent Ministries. We release people to come to their tents and souls for their harvest and finances to take care of them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for every minister in Jacksonville, Florida. The ones that are the third wave ministers, and most of them are, we take authority over those devils in our town. And as I'm praying for my town, you pray for your town.
Yes, Lord.
We take authority over these third wave devils in Jesus' name. And we command these devils to go into the cage in the name of Jesus. And we take their powers from them. We take their finances.
Find all foul spirits.
We take
John
the
Crowder,
souls
the sons of
that
the
they are
Jesus
connecting
name.
With in the name of Jesus. We take their ability to bewitch in Jesus' name. Every devil and every stealing devil that has stole from the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command that you will have to give it back. You will have to give the money back into the kingdom in order to even get into heaven in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory, praise and glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bring your judgment upon Obama. And God, he goes around the world flaunting false gods everywhere he goes. He flaunts his charms and his false gods. And Father God, he claims to be a Christian. We ask, God, for your judgment to come concerning these situations in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God. And Father God, we lift up John Crowder and the Sons of Thunder right now. We bind and cage his strong man and all foul spirits in him. And this Kundalini third wave movement, Father God, which is teaching Christians that they can bilocate and being two places simultaneously, and is going around and engaging in a thing called Toke the Ghost, Father God, where they're taking statues of the baby Jesus and they're sucking in the Holy Spirit out of its toes. Or they're having two people go up to the cross of Jesus and take a whiff of the Holy Spirit, sucking it out of the timbers of the cross. God, that is an abomination. And they're going around on stage and manifesting and saying that's the Holy Spirit. Well, we bind and cage all those foul spirits, and we command them to go into the cage in Jesus' name. And we rebuke those foul spirits right now. And God, we also lift up this issue of Harry Potter. Millions across this globe have went in to see the movies, the seventh movie this week, that have read the books, and they're coming out with a curse of witchcraft on them. And many are children of Christian parents, God, that are exercising no discernment. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind and cage up this strong man and foul spirit in J.K. Rowling, who originated these booklets. We bind all foul spirits in the witches' covens across this globe right now. We put a tent of the Holy Spirit over them right now. We command the demons inside of them to engage in civil war, and any curses or witchcraft that is being sent out of these witches' covens, and any sorcery, sevenfold back on the heads of the demons in Jesus' name. We break it off the people right now. And Father God, we ask that you would bind and cage all the foul spirits of anyone that goes into the see a Harry Potter movie, or as they're coming out, that their demons would be caged and bound up in the name of Jesus and will remain there until they're ready to manifest and come out in deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
And let the Ananias and Sapphira spirit come into the churches, and your judgment over every pastor that will take their children to see that movie. And they were doing it the last time. And we ask for your judgment to fall on the pulpits where the pastors are absolutely polluting the children with Harry Potter and also the Chronicles of Narnia. We will give you the praise, God. Put a fear of God on the pulpits of America, God. Without the fear of God, they go their own pathways. We're asking you that you call them back, God. We give you praise and glory that every salvageable case is driven to their knees this week, and they call out to your cross. before it's too late. Times are coming, God, that it'll soon be just too late. And listen, amen, in Jesus' name. And if you are going up on Omega Man, be sure to pray about giving the ministry a donation so that we can go on that new, he'll tell you about it quickly, a new radio thing that will get us all over the place.
Amen. We're at the top of the hour, Dr. Pat, so give out your contact information, then we're going to come back after a short break.
Okay, I'm patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com, remnantradio.org, where all my newsletters and archives of these radio shows, and I'm also up on Scrib. So you can find me up on the internet. But we want you to pray for us during the week because the attacks are great, but we are victorious. Ever since that we've started this radio program, let me tell you, God is expanding it quickly, more so than I've ever seen anything grow. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. And we're at the top of the hour. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back for the third hour. And if you need prayer tonight, the number to call in is 917-889-2745. If you need deliverance, if you've got a testimony you want to share, you've got a question for Dr. Pat, we'll open up the lines. The toll-free number is 877-806-2482. We'll be back after this break.
To Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ
and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world.
If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And welcome back to Omega Man Radio. This is the third and final hour of this program. And if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. And yes, we are airing on Blog Talk Radio nightly, usually Monday through Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes we'll do a second show at 11 p.m. On Sundays, we have the School of Deliverance on WWCR. It's 9.350 megahertz. That's at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and School of Deliverance is also on American Voice Radio Network. That's a satellite network that airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, you can tune into those programs. They are pre-recorded shows, but you can tune into them each week, and you can go to the OmegaManRadio.com website and have a channel block there. And if you click on the icon for the satellite dish or the shortwave radio, it'll take you right to those pages, and you can listen to them streaming on the net, or if you happen to actually have the dish or shortwave radio, you can tune in. But what we would like to do is take the School of Deliverance to a new medium, and that is called World Harvest Network, which is LaC Broadcasting, started by Lester Sumrall many years ago, and that blankets the entire USA. And a good friend, Rick Wiles of True News, has been broadcasting there for many years. Shouts out to Rick if you're tuning in. Thank you so much for helping us get started several months ago. He was the one who gave me the advice on going with Blog Talk Radio. This worked out great. Didn't require a lot of hardware to get started, so praise God for Rick. And there is a time period opening up over there. It's a Monday through Friday time period. It's an 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that's a very powerful signal, and if you'd like to help us, there's a donate button, and just specify World Harvest Network, and any funds you give to the project will go towards that. At that, make sure I get Dr. Pat back on the line. Dr. Pat, you back with us?
I'm right back on the line with you.
I see our lines lighting up. Shall we take some calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to, this looks like a D.C. call, 202 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm great, great. I'm doing fine. I'm calling for prayer for deliverance. I've been having so many things going against my life. Anything that I touch, I can feel some spiritual warfare working against me.
What you want to do is turn your radio down just a little bit, and that'll cancel that echo coming through.
Okay, sir.
That's all right. There you go.
I can't believe, sir.
Okay, perfect. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, you're up near the Capitol. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you were you ever involved in witchcraft?
Not really. But when I was a child, I originally from Africa, my parents used to go to some spiritual church. So by virtue that I had association with.
Okay.
What country are you from?
From Ghana.
Uh-huh. Did you know Dr. Kanko, Bishop Kanko?
Yes, please. I know him personally.
Yes.
You met Bishop Kanko?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you read the book that I wrote about him?
No, I've not had a chance to read the book.
Okay. Well, you need to read it. Now, you went to a Christian church there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you find some...
When I was growing up, my father used to go to some spiritual church before my father became a Christian. And, we went to a Pentecostal church. But I did not get a chance to go through a full deliverance session when we went to the Pentecostal church.
Did you go through any deliverance at all?
No, Dr. Pat.
Okay. Then I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
You know, Dr. Pat, pardon me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. There are many people that are trying to get through the line and out there, so you know what we can do, folks? We can only get to so many in the hour. Why don't everybody out there who would like some deliverance just repeat after Dr. Pat and this gentleman here, and right where you're at, you can get the same application.
That's right. You can
of deliverance.
Get deliverance.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Pat. I'm sorry.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I came from a country. That has a lot of witchcraft people in it.
That has a lot of witchcraft in it.
And I break the powers of it over my life.
I break the powers of it over my life.
Yes.
I bind up all the spirits that have come into me through inheritance or hereditary.
I bind up all the spirits that have come to me through inheritance.
And I bind up rebellion.
And I bind up rebellion.
Ritualistic spirits.
Ritualistic spirits.
human sacrifices.
Human sacrifices.
Spiritism.
Spiritism.
Antichrist.
Antichrist.
Wizardry.
Wizardry.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
High priest.
High priest.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Satanism.
Satanism.
False religion.
False religion.
Fear.
Fear.
And every spiritual bondage.
And every spiritual bondage.
I renounce any participation in that church we used to go to.
I renounce any participation in the church that we used to go to.
And I bind up the familiar spirits.
And I bind up the familiar spirits.
And I command every spirit that has come.
And I command every spirit that has come.
To torment me.
To torment me.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and breathe them out. Come out.
Come out, you foul spirit. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you.
All.
Find your strong man, your gatekeeper.
Hold
you foul spirits.
Water spirits.
Come out. Go in the cage. All spirits that came in through witchcraft. We
Leviathan.
Come out.
We cut off
in the name of
heads.
Jesus Christ, the Lord rebuke you.
We
Jesus Christ rebuke you right now.
Kundalini.
Pour
we
the blood
cut
of Jesus
your
down your throat.
And you to go.
In the name of Jesus, come
in
out.
In the name of Jesus.
You foul spirits, be weakened.
All of the perverse spirits.
In Jesus' name.
Every devil that has
all
come.
All spirits of lust, come out.
Rob, kill, and steal.
Come out.
In Jesus' name, come out.
Come out.
We bind up every viper.
The Lord rebuke
in the
you.
Stomach. Come up and out right
come
now.
Come out again right
Jesus.
Now, in Jesus' name.
You have no authority. You
come out
have
of him
no
right
power.
Now. We break all witchcraft off
you will
of
obey.
Jesus' name.
You have to obey the name of Jesus.
Cut all demonic silver cords
attached coming right at you.
All demonic
in
soul
Jesus
ties
name right
we
now.
Cut now. In Jesus' name.
Every witch or wizard that's working any powers against you, we cut their ley lines to you.
Cut all
we cut their silver
the
cords.
Spirits and the people.
We cut their control over your life in the name of
Jesus.
And we command the powers, the bewitchments,
no
the blood
for the wicked.
Sacrifice.
Come out, you foul spirits.
Every idolatrous spirit,
the Lord Jesus rebuke you.
You will leave now instantly.
Most
in
the people who come out right now and go in the cages. In Jesus' name. We break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells off of the people tuning in this man right now.
Everyone.
In the name of Jesus, we break all witchcraft off of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind
let him go.
Any witchcraft.
You let him go.
Come out right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, you foul spirit.
Now, do you have any spirits coming at nighttime to visit you?
Sometimes. I
okay,
remember.
Is this spirit sexual, or do you have spirits coming and feeding you at nighttime food?
Okay, sometimes I can dream. When I dream, I see that I'm eating in my dream. And I remember once, I guess probably some 5 years back, okay, that was when I came here. I was living with friends, and I saw that I was lying down, and I felt that something had come into the room, and the thing laid on me and rubbed his hand over my face once. And I tried, I was wrestling, trying to shout, and I couldn't shout. And as soon as the thing wiped his hand over my face, and it left, that's when I was able to come to myself.
Are you having any dreams where anybody is shooting a gun at you in your dream?
Mm-hmm.
Or any dreams of a sexual nature where you're having sex with persons in the dream?
Yes, sometimes.
Dr. Pat?
Okay. We take authority right now over these soul-traveling, astral projecting devils that have come
Asmodeus.
That are giving him dreams
husband,
and potions
spirit wife,
while he
you.
Sleeps that are controlling his mind. We
come
break
out,
all
the
binds and cords off of his
come
mind
out,
right
in the name
now.
Of Jesus Christ.
You come out.
Break all
every
curses
one
of the people
all
during
of
dream
the potions.
State.
Come
loose
out.
Them in Jesus' name.
All of the potions.
Come out.
all of the magic,
come
every
out.
Devil of control.
We bind all spiritual assassins,
mind
poverty
control,
activators.
You will come out in
come out
the
in
name
of Jesus Christ.
Nothing can stay. The blood
loosen
of Jesus is
Jesus
against
name.
You. The water spirits that have come to control you in Jesus'
all
name.
All water spirits, all spirits of nature, we bind you up right now. Loose the people and let them go in Jesus' name.
Do you ever remember going in the water and something strange happened to you?
Yeah. Okay, one intention that I was going to share with you. Okay, when my father used to go to that spiritual church, okay, I know okay, the man was into spiritism, and I used to be the first son of mine that my father really liked me. And for some reason, the mother never liked me. So I remember when I was growing up, he, for a week, he every like 12 a.m., he used to put like in Ghana, we call it the small currencies in water. And for seven
uh-huh.
days, they woke me up from dream. And they used to like uh-huh. my father had a big compound. So in the middle of the compound, he had one of his guys used to wash me after every 12 a.m. And they put so many, like, called pennies, all the small currencies in Ghana in the water. And after
mm-hmm.
that, they put some red stuff under my waist. And when the man used to come to where we lived in Ghana, his church used to come visit my father. We used to go to, like, by the seaside in the midnight with the church members.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I remember when he said a spirit, water, I remember that's when it came to my mind. I thought I was going to share with you. Because it's been something I've been thinking of, okay, why the man did that to me.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever have a remembrance of going down into the sea and seeing the city under the sea?
No, ma'am.
You never had that experience?
No, ma'am.
But did you ever have a woman that came to you and tell you that I am a witch and try to date you?
I don't recall it, but the reason I remember now is I remember when I was growing up, a kid, I saw a woman was chasing after me, and I kept running, and she had a long breath, and she threw the long breath, and it rubbed me, and she grabbed me. That's what I remember right now.
And she drugged you?
No, She was trying to grab me. Yeah, she
uh-huh.
was trying to get hold of me, and I was trying to resist. So I was running away from her, and she had a long breath. So what I saw in the dream was she unwrapped herself, and she slinked her breath, the long breath, and the long breath entangled me, and she got hold of me. That's what I can remember right now.
Okay, we take authority over the water spirits that you were dedicated to in the name of Jesus.
Find you right now.
And these water
spirits
that you were dedicated to,
we
bind every single one of them in the name of Jesus. The wizard spirit, the witch spirit, the garlands that hold you in their power.
Loose them in Jesus' name. You're going to kill
right now in the name of Jesus.
Father God, loosen and circle him right now.
Every garland.
Angels of God,
in
Jesus' name, go in there.
The
smite these foul spirits.
The blood of the Lamb.
In the name of Jesus.
We command every ritualism, initiation, blood sacrifice dedicated to Satan by family in Jesus' name.
Be broken
we
in
break
Jesus'
those
name.
Powers and the curses from those powers going back 10 generations. And we command those witchcraft powers to come out of
loose
you,
them in Jesus' name.
All of them.
Come out.
In Jesus' name.
Come out of him all the way up. In the name of Jesus. Father God, shine the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit on him to illuminate any locations where these demons are hiding in Jesus' name.
And every devil that tries to control your mind from Ghana, although you're over here in America, we cut all garlands. We cut the bands around your neck, the yokes and the bands around your head, and we loose you right now. We command your human
loose
spirit
of Jesus Christ
to come forth, to be freed.
Bow spirits,
we cut every cord
right
off
now.
Of the human spirit,
loose
and we loose your mind from these people.
Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Let him
we
go,
call
bow
back
spirits.
Your fragmented mind.
Yes.
And we ask you, God, to heal him.
Loose your angels, Father God, to go find his fragmented soul pieces.
In Jesus' name.
Bring them back.
Everything that they have stolen in finances, we release back to you this day in Jesus' name. Ask the Holy Ghost to come and fill you right now.
Holy Ghost, come and fill me. Holy Ghost, I ask that you come fill me. Spirit of God, Holy Ghost.
Holy Father God, send the Holy Spirit to fill any voids.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Go in. Fill from the head to the feet. Thank you, Jesus. Give him his prayer language, too. And drive all hidden spirits out.
In the name of Jesus.
Everyone, spirits of confusion,
any foul spirits trying to remain, we bind you.
In the name of Jesus. Every spirit,
Jesus, you foul spirit.
False teaching.
Any foul spirits, come out.
Teachers of heresy.
Come out.
False
in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you, foul spirits.
We take back his prophecy that was prophesied.
Come out
of
him in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name. Now, let me ask you this. Have you gotten involved in sexual perversions? What'd you say?
Can you please elaborate on that?
Have you ever been involved in any internet pornography or looked at any X-rated movies, masturbation?
Yes, when I was growing up.
Are you looking at any internet pornography now?
No.
Have you ever had a homosexual act before?
Yes, when I was growing up.
Okay, you want to lead them through some repentance of that, Dr. Pat?
Okay, say, Lord Jesus, I repent.
Lord Jesus, I repent.
From all perverse sexual acts.
From all perverse sexual acts.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
I cut all of the ley lines.
I cut all of the ley lines.
From my various partners.
From my various partners.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
I ask you to forgive them and save them.
I ask you to forgive them and save them.
And I ask you, Jesus, to deliver me.
And I ask you, Jesus, to deliver me.
From all perverse spirits.
From all perverse spirits.
I ask you to cleanse my mind.
I ask you to cleanse my mind.
I ask you to heal my wounded spirit.
I ask you to heal my wounded spirit.
Reprobate mind.
Reprobate mind.
Heal.
Heal.
Twisting the word.
Twisting the word.
Doctrinal errors.
Doctrinal errors.
Evil actions.
Evil actions.
Chronic worrier.
Chronic worrier.
Error.
Error.
Hater of God.
Hater of God.
I command all of those Antichrist spirits.
I command all those Antichrist spirits.
That came into me from that church.
That came into me from that church.
Teachers of heresies.
Teachers of heresy.
Deniers of the deity of Jesus.
Deniers of the deity of Jesus.
False prophecies.
False prophecies.
I take my life back.
I take my life back.
From every false prophet.
From every false prophet.
And prophecy.
And prophecy.
That's ever been spoken over me.
That's ever been spoken over me.
Jesus, I give you my heart.
Jesus, I give you my heart.
My body.
My body.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
I ask you to be my personal Savior.
I ask you to be my personal savior.
And tonight, my deliverer.
And tonight, my deliverer.
And as the Holy Ghost comes in and burns them out.
And as the Holy Ghost comes in and burns them out.
Take them to your throne and judge them.
Take them to your throne and judge them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, we command you to come out of his mind, his stomach,
right now.
His spine,
all
his
sexual
back,
perversion spirits,
kundalini,
foul spirits, come
every
out.
Every octopus
in the name
spirit,
of Jesus.
Every water
shame,
spirit, leviathan spirit.
Name.
We cut your tails off.
All spirits that came
out. Spirits,
all of the
storm
homosexuality,
spirit,
pornography.
Spirits, every
we bind
devil.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
The all-seeing eye.
Come out of him.
And
the people
tonight.
Of God in the name of Jesus
and we
Christ.
Command that Hindu spirit, that Islam
all shame.
Spirit.
Come out.
Come out.
Loose them. All these spirits' names. Come out now in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. The Lord
lift
rebuke
your hands.
You.
Lift your hands and praise
spirits,
the Lord.
Come out right now and be bound and
feel,
weakened in
feel,
Jesus' name.
Feel. Yes.
Command
yes.
all foul spirits to go in Jesus' name.
Now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling lightheaded. When you were praying, I felt this warmth coming over me, and I felt this cold breeze rising over me.
Yeah. The cold left and the warmth came, and that's the fire of the Holy Ghost. And so you fill yourself with the Word of God, let it play over you day and night, and call us, write us, and give us a testimony.
Okay.
And we seal your house with the blood
yes.
of Jesus and the fire
and
wall of fire of the Holy Ghost.
Caged up
and we
Jesus
forbid
Christ.
Any of these spirits to ever return. And they must go
in
to
the
feet
of
Jesus,
Jesus
now for judgment.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
That's
me. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, brother, for calling in. Stay in contact with us. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I will.
All right, we'll go to the next caller. Here we go. Caller from 972 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hey, how are you? God bless you. I spoke to Dr. Pat earlier on the phone today, and she told me to call in. I guess I'll start with, I became a Christian probably 15 years ago. I started reading the Bible on my own. I was in a world of drugs and violence and, with prostitutes and, I mean, theft. And kind of God gave me a wake-up call and got me in a situation where I would have probably spent the rest of my life in jail. I started reading the Bible. For about a year on my own, I got very hungry for more truth, and I felt like I couldn't find it, so I prayed for God to open the door for me to become a part of, learning from somebody. And there was a guy in my gym. I was I became a personal trainer and got very healthy and all that. And he was a part of the Way Ministry or the Way International. I don't know if you know.
Yes.
That's
a
cult. Yes.
Yeah, cult, exactly. And I was in that for, I guess, about 5 years before, I heard a voice saying, get out, just so loud that I really couldn't avoid it anymore. And I ended up getting my wife into it. My brother's still in it. I mean, obviously, me and my wife got out. I kind of was... Then I got back into the Catholic Church. I grew up Catholic. I went on a bunch of spiritual retreats. I thought that was the original church, so that's where I should go. I've been misled myself. The spirits have misled me. I've always felt as if there was, even when I was young, that there was something there kind of tormenting me. I've tried to commit suicide. I've wished as a Christian for many years, I would go to bed praying that, I wouldn't have to wake up again for a huge majority of my adult life, although you might not recognize that if you saw me during the day. Then I felt so powerless.
Strong,
so,
man. Gatekeeper.
I felt so powerless and beaten down that I went to get into to witchcraft, and I just kind of, you know, I yelled and screamed at God, and even when I tried to kill myself, I told him to leave me alone, and let me go, and you know he obviously didn't, and then I got involved with that. And, you know, I did a lot of reading and research on it, and it really kind of led me to the end result of child sacrifice and the drinking of blood and the spilling of blood. And I knew I couldn't be a part of it, you know. I couldn't get involved with the Masons and try and get contacts or anything like that and pretend that I didn't know what was really at the top of the pyramid. Anyway, I started reading the Bible again, and I got involved with Newswatch magazine. You know who David J. Smith is?
Yes.
Okay. And I moved my family from New York. This is only 2 years ago now. This is fast-forwarding. I'm kind of jumping to Waxahachie, Texas, where I was buying and selling things at auctions and stuff like that and going there. And then very early on being there, God put an image in my mind of every time I looked around the church, I saw demons in all the corners of the church and dark shadows everywhere. And I saw the people, and they were just so smitten and, I mean, almost dead.
Yes.
There was nothing there. The pastor, not David J. Smith, but the assistant pastor, I became very good friends with, and honestly, to this day, I don't understand how he's still there and why he's still there. But I told him I had to leave. I let David J. know that, you know, I see, God's telling me to let you know, I see demons everywhere in your church. I mean, I believe he divorced in his old church before he moved to Texas, and I believe he married a witch. I think his wife is a witch. I mean, that's the sense I got. The evil was very, very apparent and very strong. So, again, I picked up my family from there, and I'm now in Destin, Florida. I've been here for 7 months. When I got here, my wife went to work for a restaurant. I had a heart attack in Texas also from working about 80 hours a week and being under financial stress constantly. I mean, every time I get a dollar, he steals it from me. Just can't seem to get ahead. Now my wife's the one working, and, you know, she's back in the bar business and restaurant business, and I didn't, you know, it was just another bad decision on my part, and she's... you know, she went out with her friends and got drunk until 3 in the morning about 5 months ago. And then I just saw the spirit come into my house, into my relationship. This woman who I've led her down some terrible paths spiritually. And it's almost like I have no credibility anymore. I mean, I had intentions of trying to follow God. I just, you know, I went
okay,
down all the
bumps. We got the picture now, and what I want you to do is say, Lord Jesus.
And everybody out there listening, go ahead.
And if
Lord
anybody's
Jesus.
Been in the occult, witchcraft, or Satanism, this you join in and get deliverance
yes.
also.
Yes.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have followed the wrong spirit.
I have followed the wrong spirit.
And it has taken me for a ride.
And it has taken me for a ride.
But tonight it stops.
Tonight it stops.
It has no power over my mind.
It has no power over my mind.
My body and my spirit.
My body and my spirit.
And I break its power and I command these things.
I break its power and command these things.
To be caged.
To be caged.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For seeking after other gods.
For seeking after other gods.
I repent.
I repent.
I renounce all of Satan's powers.
I renounce all of Satan's powers.
His blood sacrifices.
His blood sacrifices.
All dedications and initiations.
All dedications and initiations.
I bind them up now.
I bind them up now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And now I'm going to start calling things out. And you ask Jesus, say, Jesus, come in now.
Okay. Can I say one more thing?
Or do you want to first do what I just told you to.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Ask Jesus to come in now.
Jesus, come in now.
Be your personal Savior.
Be my personal Savior.
And also, I'm praying for my wife.
I'm praying for my wife.
Now, where is she right now?
She's at work.
Okay, say, and we're binding everything that we're calling out of me, I'm binding it in her, those spirits that have come in her and my family. I'm caging them.
I'm caging them.
Okay, now what is it that you wanted to say before we call these things?
I just wanted to say, you know, once we got the... He's been trying to tear my marriage apart, and actually a demon manifested itself in her only about 4 weeks ago and attacked me, which has never happened in our 10 years of marriage, and physically punched me in the face. And I mean, I rebuked the demon, and I prayed, and God told me, I mean, I prayed a lot, and God told me to stay, that I haven't been, you know, the spiritual man of my household putting a hedge over them, and that I need to start doing that. And
absolutely.
That,
yes.
And, so I've been praying, and I mean, she's the one working, and a miracle happened about 5 days ago where, I mean, she looked at me in disgust for the last 5 months. It was something very hard to even function, walk around, and it was impossible to get past. I knew it was spiritual, and I've been praying and praying and rebuking the demons, and the other, about 5 days ago, she came up to me and I said, God, I will know that you're working in my life because it just doesn't feel like you're there if you do this for me. And
foul spirits tormenting your mind.
He released
Jesus' name.
He released the demons from our marriage, and she now looks at me with love, and everything's gone, all that stuff. It's just,
okay, let's get to work on you because they're fighting you right now. And
yeah.
As I call out... Brother will be calling out. You cough them out, and we're going to send them to the feet of Jesus. Just take some deep breaths. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of witchcraft, according to Deuteronomy 5, 7, and 9, I bind to all of these witchcraft powers, stargazing, zodiac, horoscopes,
10 generations, warlocks, family
witch,
going down 4 generations.
Sorcerer,
break it right now in the name of Jesus.
We break his affiliation with any sorcerer or wizard in Jesus' name. We bind the garlands, the cords.
Weakened in the name of Jesus Christ.
We break the ley lines and bind them. We command fortune teller, soothsaying spirits. We come against ESP, PK, telephone.
In Jesus' name.
Clairvoyance, clairaudience, psychic powers, second sight. We take that eye right in the middle of your forehead and close it right now, the third eye, and we command all of those psychic second sight powers to come out right
now.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
Hypnosis.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Remote influence. I don't hear any coughing. What's going on with you?
I'm breathing in and out. Deep in.
Just cough them out. Just cough them out.
Take a deep breath in your stomach and blow it out.
Mind control.
Come on, foul spirits. We cancel your authority in him right now. Come out.
Jesus. Self-realization.
Jesus Christ, come out right now. Loose him right now, you foul spirits.
Dreams. Superstition.
Come out. Suicide. Come out.
Black witchcraft.
Come out.
White witchcraft.
All spirits
neutral
came through Wicca, Reiki. Come out.
Charms.
Come out.
Good luck. Items. Fetishes.
Come out. Ouija board. Come out.
Amulet.
Talisman. Come out. Blood sacrifice. We break you. Come out.
Mass kits.
In the name
metal,
of Jesus Christ.
Cruise. Antisense.
Come out.
Aunt.
Come out.
birth,
all satanic
signs,
spells, come out.
Incantation.
Aleister Crowley, come out. Come out.
Sorcerer.
Anton
forces,
LaVey, come out.
Materialization.
Belial, Beelzebub, come out of him.
Poltergeist,
come out of
magic,
him.
Ghost, healing, power.
In Jesus' name.
Spiritual.
Pour the blood of Jesus over you right now. Come
spirit,
out.
Rod, pendulum.
Come out, all the way out.
Yeah, here it comes. Go ahead
come
and
out.
Make it go out right now.
Come out.
Don't hold back on it.
Be weak.
Go ahead and throw it out.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
Throw it up.
Come out.
Throw it up.
No
out
rest
of
for
the belly.
Come out.
Trance. Diagnosis.
Come
hypnosis,
out. Pentagram. Come out.
Yin. Yang.
In the name
all
of Jesus
book.
Christ. Spirit of Halloween. Loose him in Jesus'
use
name.
Dealing with
all
the
animal sacrifices.
Cult.
We break them. Come out. In Jesus' name.
False religious cults. Say,
eight.
I
come
renounce
out.
All
murder.
Religious cults. Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Jehovah's
come out.
Christian
all spirits
science.
Of Satanism. Come out.
Rosicrucian.
Loose them in Jesus' name, you foul spirit.
Unity. Mormonism.
You fallen angel, super angel named Lucifer. Come out of him in Jesus' name.
Scientology. Edward
come out of him
Pace.
Right now.
Gene Dixon.
The Lord Jesus will rebuke you.
Eastern
all
religion.
Curses been on him. Sevenfold back in your head, you foul spirits. Come out.
Objects. Good luck, charm.
Come out.
Call.
All the way out.
Religion.
The blood of Jesus.
Rock and
the blood of Jesus.
Record.
The blood of Jesus.
Tape.
The
idol,
blood of Jesus.
God.
Father God, loose the angels to go down and smite these foul spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Jewelry, statues.
But the ten
we
plagues
bind
of Egypt
every one of these
foul
we
spirits.
Command
Jesus.
To go.
Come out.
Idols.
Come out.
We command all of
we
them
command
to come
you foul
out.
Spirits to
all
manifest
objects,
and come on out
spirits,
and go in the
power.
Cave in Jesus' name.
Every devil
the
that
Lord
has
Jesus
come,
Christ
rob, kill, and steal.
You come out right
slander,
now.
Slander, witchcraft, anger,
foul evil
envy,
spirits. Be weakened
slander,
in
gossip,
the name of Jesus Christ.
Jealousy.
Be weakened. Come out.
Ahab spirits.
Come out.
We command all Jezebel spirits.
Come out.
To be bound in the name
come
of
come out.
Jesus.
Everything associated with the tarot
spirits
cards,
of
Ouija
Ahab.
Come out.
Right now.
Come out.
You have no authority, no power.
Incubus and
we
succubus.
Bind the power of Ahab.
Come out, Ahab.
We bind
in the name of Jesus.
All of the power that
the
gives
spirit of Jehu strike
Ahab
in Jesus' name.
Antichrist.
You come out, Jezebel, right now. You too. Come out.
Confused, rebellion, pride.
Foul spirits. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name and get in the cage. Father
we
God,
bind
lose blindness
the
and confusion
of
these foul spirits. Let the
we
fear of the Lord
the
fall on
spirit
in Jesus'
of
name.
Legion. And we command
come
all
out,
of
Legion.
The in you
come out.
That are connected to Legion to,
the Lord
to
of the
seal
flies.
Yourself
come out.
To him and come out now.
Come out.
Legion. Come out.
We command civil
Legion.
War to take place
come
in
out.
Right now. All foul spirits,
come out.
Turn on the strong man. Come out.
Deep breath.
You come out.
Legion 7 right now. Legion.
Come out, Legion.
Come out.
Get out of him in Jesus
Legion.
Christ's name.
Legion. Out.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Blood
get
of the
into
lamb.
The cage. We bind you.
Blood of the lamb.
We bind you.
The blood of the
name.
Lamb. The blood of the lamb.
Be weakened, you foul
we
spirit.
We bind the Jezebel witchcraft. Rebellion.
Father God,
idol
worship. To strip these demons of all armor
come
and
against,
weapons in the name of Jesus.
Worship of the Pope.
Father God, pierce them through
the
with your arrows.
All of the
let
witchcraft
the terror of the Lord
spirit.
Fall on these false spirits.
Communion. Every devil has come to rob, kill, and steal.
Every devil name.
We bind you.
In any height, come out.
Pride, gossip.
In Jesus' name, come out.
Selfish, bitter, jealous. Kind of
glory, burn these things out.
Come out.
They're hiding places.
Every one of them out.
In Jesus' name, come out.
All. Antichrist.
Come out.
Baal, we
come
bind
out.
You up.
Belial, come out.
Babylonian
come out.
Spirits, we bind you
all
up in the name of Jesus.
Lust spirits,
and
sodomy spirits.
Come out.
Come out.
False religious devil.
Come out. Spirit
out.
Wife, come out of him.
Spiritual blindness.
Incubus
spiritual
and succubus. Osmodeus, come out.
Out.
Come out.
Astrology, out. New age spirits.
Loose them in
priest,
Jesus' name.
Bros.
All the way
Satan
out. Loose them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Worship of Lucifer.
Loose them in Jesus Christ.
Familiar spirits.
Loose them in Jesus Christ's name. Loose them in
come
Jesus
out.
Christ's
corrupt.
Name.
Corrupt.
Masonry spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Roman Catholicism, come out in Jesus' name.
Please, the blood of
spirit of Allah,
listening.
Come out right now.
Every person that's listening.
Come out
we
in Jesus' name.
We cage these people. We forbid the people to get attacked in any way.
You tell me your name and your legal right to be there. You come out.
We
command you to manifest and come out.
Fear over the people.
What's your name?
In Jesus' name.
You foul spirit. I'm talking to you, not him. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, I bind you. You come out and get in the cage in Jesus' name. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to the foul spirit inside of him. What's your name? What is your legal authority to be there? In the name of Jesus Christ, you will answer now, or are you going into the cage? Jesus Christ, rebuke you. What's your name? Come out. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the foul spirits inside of you. What is your legal right to be there? Command you to manifest right now and come out and get into the cage in Jesus' name.
So I bind the spirit of bondage, addiction, drugs, alcohol, sorcery, cigarettes,
break
food.
The yoke on his neck in Jesus' name.
Did you drink? You said you drank, and did you take drugs?
Yeah, all kinds of drugs. I started selling drugs and doing them at 13.
Okay. Say, I renounce.
I renounce. I don't
all
do them now.
I know. Say, I renounce all the spirit and powers of drugs.
All the spirit and powers of drugs.
Over my mind.
Over my mind.
Body and spirit.
Body and spirit.
And I command the spirit of bondage.
And I command the spirit of bondage.
All addictions, drugs,
all addictions.
Alcohol, cigarettes.
Drugs, alcohol.
Are you still taking cigarettes?
I chew tobacco, yeah.
I renounce tobacco.
I renounce tobacco.
I renounce serving the god of Calmet.
I renounce serving the god of Calmet.
And that's the god of tobacco.
Okay.
In Jesus' name,
come out.
I command
you find all spirits that came in and drugs.
The yoke on my neck to be broken right
Jesus
now.
Christ.
The yoke on my neck to be broken right now.
The bond on my
Christ.
Head to be broken.
The bond on my head to be broken.
And in the name of Jesus, every one of you come out.
Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus, every one of you come out.
Take a deep breath and cough them all out.
Come out, you foul spirits of shame. Come out. Come out. All spirits that came into drugs and alcohol, come out of Jesus' name, in the cage.
Fears. Fear
the Lord
of
Jesus
death.
Christ rebuke you.
Come out.
Come out of him right now.
Everyone.
Father God, I'm losing going to him with a sword at the very
spirits
lowest point.
Spirits of murder,
drive
strife,
spirits
reprobate
up and out.
Mind.
In Jesus'
come out.
Name. Angels of God, cut off the tails.
Unsubmissive
Kundalini.
All stop.
Cut these nests out, angels of God, in Jesus' name.
Unteachable.
Come out of him.
Contentious. Servants of corruption.
Big pride,
new
pride.
Age
come out of him right now. Come out of him in the name of Jesus and get in the cage.
Now, let me ask you a question. Any of these people that you've connected in since you went searching, did you have sex with any of those people?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And so how are you feeling right now?
I got a pretty big headache.
Okay. I want you to ask the Holy Ghost to come in with fire to burn the rest of these out. Say, Holy Ghost, come in.
Holy Ghost, come in.
Yes, Father God.
Baptize
come in with fire
me.
To burn them out. Baptize
yes,
me.
Father God. Come on.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet. Jesus' name.
And that's overflow.
Right. And overflow.
And burn every devil out.
And burn every devil out.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath and just breathe him in and then cough them all out as the
come
Holy Ghost burns.
All foul spirits. Right. Lord Jesus, rebuke you. Be weakened and bound up and come out. Jesus Christ's name. Angels of God, smite any foul spirits that are not in obedience. Jesus' name. Command all the souls of these foul
Jesus
spirits to be
in
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. The blood.
The blood,
the blood
of Jesus.
We bind
the
strong
man.
We bind the strong man over where he is.
Jesus Christ's name.
We bind every devil connected to his wife and all
break
the curses.
Break all hexes, vexes, curses, spells.
We forbid them to give strength in the apartment, from the ground,
curses,
from the heavens, from
the
seas. In Jesus'
go back
name,
to the demon, send it
we surround him with the
we
blood
cut
of
all
Jesus.
Demonic silver cords attached to him.
We command all.
We call all astral projection silver cords attached to him in Jesus'
Leviathan,
name.
Leviathan, your seven heads are bound.
Loose him in the name of
your
Jesus.
Tail.
Come out.
Come up and out.
Come out of his stomach right now.
Mind
come out of his stomach
come
right
out.
Now.
Come out.
Come out of him.
Come out.
In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus over you right now.
Everyone named, everyone not named, come out right now.
Come out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you go. All you children of fools with no names, come out. Legion, come out.
Spiritual deafness and blindness.
Legion, come out. Legion, come out.
Following spirits.
Jesus Christ.
Spirits that speak to the
loose
mind.
Loose them, Legion, and go into the cage. You
from
must go now. You know.
You will let
we have
go.
Authority over you in
Jesus'
name.
Name Jesus.
Seat in the highest of the heavenlies. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name.
Now raise your hands and just breathe the Holy Ghost in and baptize you and immerse you with fire of the Holy Ghost and praising. Praising. Let me hear you praising him.
I praise you, Lord Jesus. God in heaven, thank you. I praise you, Lord Jesus. God in heaven, thank you.
Jesus, thank Jesus.
Bind the religious spell in the name of Jesus.
All mind control.
We bind the spirit
right
of necromancy in
Jesus'
name. Lighten candles.
Praise
God. Solve him in the name of Jesus.
All of the spirits.
Food offering. Bind you in Jesus'
curse
name.
Curse put over you Muslim. As a child.
All pentagrams.
Protect your soul.
All
and
ring
we
of
command
fire.
That curse to be broken and that spirit to leave. You cannot
come off of
control
him in Jesus' name.
Where
praise
he goes, what he thinks ever again. In
God.
Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough them out. Everyone. All. Nothing can stay. Everyone.
We cancel all contracts with Satan and blood sacrifice. In Jesus' name.
Are you asking me to cough because you feel, you sense there's something still there holding
I'm
on?
I'm asking you how you feel now.
I still have a headache and my throat's a little sore from but I kind of feel like right before, when I was just breathing right before you told me to cough, I started feeling a real burning in my chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you spirit of Python, we cut your tail off. You release his heart. You release
him right
his
now.
Chest.
Anything lodging in
out.
His lungs and
come
chest,
out.
We bind you in the name
bite
of Jesus.
Bite your head off in Jesus' name.
Pour the blood
take
of Jesus in those
cup.
Areas of his body. In Jesus' name.
Come off of his head. We
loose him
break
right now.
All of the chains
loose
around
him, in Jesus name.
Him right now. You will leave.
Cut your
in
tethers
name.
On him right now. Loose him in Jesus' name. All cords and fetters, we cut them off in Jesus' name.
How are you feeling now?
I mean, I still feel a headache and my back's a little sore.
Okay.
But I don't feel like... not that I guess I would fully know, but I don't feel like anything's there.
Yeah. Here's
but
what you've
that.
Got to do. You've got to fill up with the Word of God. And you've got to stay close to the Lord. I've ministered to people that even after they've got off the phone, they continue to release spirits. And everyone that comes out, we command to go into a cage.
Yes.
And ask
Jesus
the
name.
Lord to stand angels around you,
right,
reading the Word of God day and night,
in the name of
and
Jesus Christ.
Delivering
warrior
you.
Angels.
Jesus will be delivering you
yes.
in Jesus' name. And you
by
just keep praising him and
Jesus
listening
name.
To the Word. And then let us know how you're doing Okay.
I definitely will. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I've been binding and loosing the best I can, and myself and my family and the blood of Christ over my home every night, and my child and my wife, and I'm going to continue to do so.
Well, it's like an onion. You peeled off a layer tonight, and God is going to continue to deliver you. And so what you want to do is just stay in the Word of God, keep tuning into the programs, and every day just say, you know, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus, apply the blood of Jesus to my wife, my children, my house. You know, and you can do self-deliverance. Just say, I bind the strong man and gatekeeper in me and any foul spirits in me, and I command them to come out in Jesus Christ's name. Just do that every day.
I've been doing it every day. Go up on miracleinternetchurch.com and listen to the sermons and the television and get yourself filled with the things of God. And you can get the Family Deliverance book. It's an e-book.
I'm going to do that.
And,
that's a great book.
And bind those spirits. Keep them bound up in your wife. And if she gets time, have her to call and we'll minister to her.
Okay, I will do that. You guys are awesome. God bless you.
Jesus Christ is awesome. We're just workers.
Yeah, he is awesome. He really is awesome. All the glory goes to him, but I thank you guys for making the stand and doing what you can do. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Keep calling back in. We'll keep working with you, brother. God bless
you. You guys have been in my prayers every day, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, and we're praying for you.
Okay, love you guys.
Go up on the Internet Church and join the intercessors. Go, not my church, the Omega Man radio.org. And there's
Omega Man radio.com, yes?
Yeah, .com. And you can go up there and sign in and become an intercessor and pray for the ministry and join us to pray for the people that are getting delivered. You know, I told my people at church today, when somebody comes in and they get delivered, that's not the end of it. That's the beginning of it. And the beginning is that we have to love them, take care of them with intercessory showers of prayers, and minister to them. So do be praying for these people that got delivered tonight and last night. And let Omega Man hear from you. Because I believe that we're going to hear something within the next day concerning that new program. And we want you to have a blessing and to be a partner with us in that. In Jesus' name.
Yes, and Father God, we lift up everybody out there tuning in. We ask for a hedge of protection, warrior angels being loosed in Jesus' name to surround them, a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit to surround the people of God out there in accordance with Zechariah 2 and 5. Apply the blood of Jesus to them right now. Anybody, God, needing a job, we ask that you would loose angels to go out before them and create favor. Open up doors of opportunity, Father God, in Jesus' name, that jobs will be made available. And for people that are homeless, God, we ask that you would open up doors for them to have lodging. Bless the finances of the people of God out there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Dr. Penn,
and we pray for his wife and his son.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And my webpage is patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com and remnantresourcenetwork.com. And .org. Remnant is .org. And we pray for you, and we believe that you will go to OmegaManRadio.com and sign up and become a partner with us so that we can get this message out. The church is in a very dark spot right now, and it needs it.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for coming on. God bless you so much. And we'll see you again next Saturday and Sunday night.
Amen. God bless you.
Folks, that was Dr. Pat Holliday. Join us every Saturday and Sunday night for the School of Deliverance and Intercessory Warfare Prayer. And tomorrow I'll have James Mobley on. We'll be doing a mass deliverance. We'll have John Kyle on Tuesday. Wednesday, undecided at this point. And I'll be doing a special program Thursday, Thanksgiving.
and John Franco on Friday night, and Dr. Pat Holliday Saturday and Sunday night at 8 p.m. God bless everyone for tuning in. Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ
and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world.
If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.